目覚めてゆく天使の微笑みで連れ出して、でも一人じゃないさ、生まれてきたことに必ず意味がある。 You can smile again、 太陽を浴びて。 You can fly away、 世界は君の輝きを待ってる。大地を踏みしめて
going, everybody? Welcome back to the Anime and Stuff podcast. We missed a week last week because Gina was out, and
whoa, don't go blaming me.
And
it was all her fault, guys. All her
and
fault. It wasn't. I said go on without me.
And Sherman just didn't want to do it last week for some reason, so we skipped a week, but we're still watching the same anime. But anyway. Even though we've already all talked, I am Sitz, your host, and I have with me my lovely friends, Gina Greenbean. Say hi.
Hello.
And also Sherman Fritz, or Snickle Fritz, whatever you want to go by. Hi.
Hello.
And, like always, we'll talk a little bit about what's been going on with us. I just got done with a temporary job, pretty much putting together a AutoZone store. That was really interesting. We went in, and it was like there was nothing in it, no shelves, nothing. It was just like an empty room. And like in a week and 2 days, pretty much, we set up a store, which was really interesting and cool. So that's pretty much all I've done. Plus, I made money, so that's good too. So Gina, how's your week been? I know you went to the lake last week.
Last week I went to the lake. Our friend owns like a cabin, so we stay there and pretty much just hang out. It was kind of rainy. We were only able to go on the boat one day. It was kind of cloudy, but it was still a lot of fun. So we went tubing, and that's pretty much it. It was all, you know, good time. I read a lot of books. That's pretty much all I did 24/7.
So if you guys don't know, both me and Green Bean both live on the East Coast, and it's pretty much rained and
cold. Except now we're in a heat wave.
Yeah,
so 90 degrees with.
When she was there, it pretty much rained for like 3 weeks, or maybe even like four.
I don't really. I didn't keep track. It was just miserable.
Very rainy.
Oh, you know what? Sometimes it was fine. I don't mind the rain too much.
In fact, it's so hot now that I'm kind of wanting the rain back a little bit.
Well, we have a pool, so
it's really that's nice. And
like every single day.
And Sherman, how have you been?
I've had a boring week, just working, nothing much. Although I did get to see my new house.
That's nice.
Right.
On July 4th weekend.
How was that?
It's been a while. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Neighborhood's all right. Single story.
Nice.
3-bedroom, 2-bath, I believe.
Nice.
Only one story.
That's cool.
I mean, the house. But it's a pretty good neighborhood, although it's in a kind of a sketchy city, but whatever.
And Fritz kind of lives on the opposite coast, so he probably
had... Yeah, that's right. I live in San Francisco, guys.
He probably had no rain at all whatsoever.
In fact, guys, they're having a heat wave. Today, it was 55 degrees.
Nice.
And what is it over there, about 90, guys?
Yeah.
I went to this water park for my niece's birthday party, and, her and her cousins and my sisters... they were kind of just there for, like, a few hours, and I got there... I was only there for, like, 10 minutes, and I was sweaty already. It was that hot. I just had to leave early because I couldn't take it. So, on to our anime of the week. We watched the first two episodes of Hunter x Hunter. What did you get? Scale of 1 to 10, what do you guys... think of what we watched? I know that Fritz has said that the rest of, like, near where the season is now, it's a lot different, but from what you watched this week, what did you guys think of the anime? Scale of 1 to 10.
I would give it a 7? 6? In there.
So for average score?
Mm-hmm. Above average.
And, Fritz?
I would say, judging on I'd give it an 8, maybe, but only because I've watched the original series as a kid. And this is a remake, by the way, guys.
Yes, yes.
This is a 2011 remake, which actually follows the manga a lot more, rather than the 1980s version, which completely went on its own.
And this one is still ongoing.
Yeah, this one is actually up to episode maybe 90, I believe.
Nice.
Or 92, 93, around there. And it's still ongoing in Japan right now.
Nice.
I give it about an 8.
I think I'll go with Fritz here and give it an 8. I really liked it. I really liked the intro and outro of this anime. I kind of forgot to mention it, but... if you're listening to the podcast, and you're not us, you heard the intro of the anime at the beginning of the podcast before we started talking. I was going to mention that earlier, but I just slipped my mind. And at the end of the podcast, you will hear the outro. And I think I'm going to try to start doing that with the animes we're watching. I think it's a cool thing that I haven't really seen any other podcasts do. So... The intro is called Departure, and the outro is called Just Awake, but you'll hear the outro later. So, to the anime. I want to talk about the characters before we really start getting into the synopsis of the episodes. First of all, we have Gon. I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Gon. I'd say Gon. With a Japanese accent, you know.
I say John.
John.
Gone.
Gone.
And he is a...
Gone.
He is a 12-year-old boy, I think that's how old he is.
I believe so. No, I believe he's 10? Oh, no, maybe he is 12. I kind of forgot, I'm sorry.
It's probably not that important.
Actually, it is. His age is significant because... he wants to follow his father's footsteps, who also left at the age of 12, I believe.
Yes.
So he's 12.
Got a through license at age 12.
And that's one of the notes I made for this character himself. He is a son of... I don't really know how it's pronounced, how you really pronounce it in English, but Jing... Not to be confused with the Bandit King from last episode.
The Pirate King?
Yes.
No, he got it right that time, the Bandit King.
like Fritz said, he left at a very young age, and Gon is now the same age and wants to follow in his father's footsteps. Having spent a lot of time in the woods as a child, he's very good at animals.
Can apparently talk to them.
Yes.
Talk to those birds.
He can understand them.
Apparently.
Okay, that is true. That is true. They don't converse. It's more
he's
like...
so used to Mother Nature that he can understand naturally how other animals are thinking or what their emotions are.
The second main character, there's actually four main characters, but we only meet three in the first two episodes. The second main character that I have written down, at least, is a character named Kurapika.
Kurapika.
We all three of us have said it different every time.
I'm only saying it the way they said it in the anime.
Right. So whenever
this
you hear anything,
so quickly, sorry.
Yeah, Kurapika.
Kurapika.
So whenever you hear anything that sounds like that, that's who we're talking about. Kurapika is one of those characters where you think it's a girl, but it's actually a dude.
He's very dainty looking.
Yes.
Feminine, with short hair though, blonde.
He's pretty awesome.
He is actually the last of his clan, I guess, the Kuratas.
They're a special clan with a special filament in their eyes that causes them to glow red or sapphire.
I was totally wondering about that, because they didn't explain that at all.
Yeah, it comes in later.
Not in the anime, no.
I think it comes in later.
It does. They do explain it later.
His kind of role in, so far, from the first two episodes, is he wants to kill... he is the last of his clan, and he wants to kill the people that killed his clan. They're called the Phantom Troop. First two episodes...
They're basically a group of assassins.
Yeah, first two episodes don't really are still kind of like the intro.
The anime actually has a very slow pace. People develop skills at a very, very slow pace. You could say this is similar to Dragon Ball Z styles and One Piece, Bleach, and Naruto.
Nice.
Story kind of moves at a slower pace.
Yeah, so that's Kurapika's. I don't know if... Did I do it right that time, Fritz?
Yeah.
Kurapika?
Yeah.
Kurapika.
Yeah, Kurapika. The faster you say it,
the better.
Kurapika!
After a while, though, it does get fun to say.
Kurapika! 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 Oh, that's my third, my throat. Okay.
And next character.
Yeah.
We're really off topic today.
I'm sorry.
And the third main character that we learn about in the first few episodes... is Leorio. I think I said that pretty correctly.
Yes, Leorio.
Leorio.
I can't really say it.
Paladin Knight. That's his last name. Paladin Knight.
Really?
I'm getting that from the Wikipedia right now. And Gon's last name is Frex.
Yeah, Gon Fritz. Frex.
F-R-E-E-C-S-S.
Freaks, yeah.
Those letters don't even seem to go together. So those are the three. There's actually a fourth main character named Zulua. Is that how you say it?
Kilua.
Oh, Kilua. Yes, I read that completely wrong. But you don't really... I think you meet him in the fourth episode. And if we ever
get to see him in the intro, though. He's that little kid with the white hair.
Yeah. If we ever get a chance to do more of this anime for another podcast, we will definitely talk about him more.
Oh, and I must warn viewers... that although this seems like a family-friendly anime at first, later on in the story, there is a lot of death in it, I guess you could say.
And killing.
There's some killing. There's some homoerotic moments, too. Sadistic ones, not just, you know, oh, this guy's so cute, they should be together, something like that. It's more like there's a crazy maniac who wants to go after this little boy.
That's creepy.
It is very creepy, but it's also it gives an element to the show that you're just like, what? That is really disturbing, but you just want to keep watching. Nothing actually happens, nothing bad, because it is still a shonen, so it's still just action and adventure, and the main character develops. I just want to describe some of the personalities of the characters and maybe, like, give descriptions of them and...
All
right. Something similar to that. Gon is, like we said earlier, about 12 years old. He's actually a very short kid, black spiky hair. His personality is like very simple-minded, happy-go-lucky, and he has a very strong will. if he sets his mind to do something, he will do it, no matter what. And he will try his damnedest to do it. And he's very smart, and like was stated earlier, he was raised in the woods, and so he's a mountain boy. Kurapika, he reminds me of a paladin knight, literally. Like, he comes in wearing a Templar vest thing, and he just gives off an impression like he's a royal guard of some sort. And he speaks very politely, and he just seems like a very honest person, very good-natured, and he's a blonde-haired, know-it-all kind of guy. Leorio is, he looks like a 20-something-year-old businessman, but he's actually only 17 years old, and he's always wearing a suit and carrying a suitcase. He's got a very loud demeanor and very, like, in-your-face. You shouldn't... I'd say he's also good-natured, but he's just very in-your-face a lot.
Yeah, I like
him
a lot.
And he's kind of the dunce of the group, too. He's not as smart as everyone, but he's got the oomph, you know, that drive to help others. And he also wants to be a doctor, too. His goal is to become a doctor and help other people.
So, Gina, out of the three characters we met this week, who did you think was your favorite?
I'd say... Gone. Oh, I liked them all. Except for Leorio. I don't know, I can never pronounce anything right, so.
Leorio.
He was too normal.
Yeah, I don't... He was kind of funny, but as a character that I'm kind of, like, fall in love with, not so much. So I guess Gone. He's cute, kind of. Not knows what, you know... I don't know.
He's
a cute little kid.
Yeah, he is just a kid.
I also forgot to mention
that... He's also pretty awesome. I mean, come on. He can understand animals and smell when storms are coming, so...
Yeah, he does have a super nose that can smell as strong as a dog's, apparently.
One other thing I forgot to mention, Leorio, in the first two episodes, pretty much the only motivation for him is money. And Fritz mentioned, sort of, that's not all there is to him, really, but that's what we know about him so far.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. So, Fritz, who do you think is one of your favorite characters?
Well, my favorite would most likely be the character that hasn't been introduced yet, but of the three, it would have to be Gon, of course.
Well, he is the main antagonist, or protagonist.
He is the main character, to be honest, yeah. And I never really liked Kurapika.
Really?
No, he seems like a pretty boy who thinks that he's right, or he tries to act noble in all this, and he's just some pretty boy. I don't like that. It's annoying.
He looks like he's pretty skillful, though, and he's really smart.
He is. He's very knowledgeable, but I still don't like him. He's a whiny baby. He's a... I'm sorry, I don't know if we're allowed to cuss on this podcast, are we? I'm sorry, you can censor that out.
Alright, so, okay, on to the anime synopsis.
You can start your synopsis now, I'm sorry.
I'm like always, read the synopsis of the anime itself, and then we'll get into the episodes themselves. It says, the story focuses on 12-year-old Gon Frex and his quest to become a hunter in order to find his father, Ging Frex, who is himself a famous hunter. While on his quest, Gon meets and becomes close friends with three other members who are also on a quest to become hunters for their own reasons. So that's pretty much what the entire series itself is about. So let's get back to the page I was supposed to be at. Episode 1. One thing about each episode is, like in the name of the anime itself, Hunter X Hunter, after every word in the titles is an X. So episode 1 is called Departure X and X Friends. But from now on, I'm just going to say the actual title, not the X's. So Departure and Friends, episode 1. Our story begins with Gon... who, like we said, aspires to be a hunter like his father. He has actually been taken care of by his aunt, Mito, I think her name was. In order to prove his ability to take the hunter exam, which I will get Fritz to explain a little bit more about that in a little bit. Gon catches the local monster fish, Lord of the Lake. Although Mito is reluctant to let Gon leave his home, she relents after seeing his determination to understand why his father left and what his interest of becoming a hunter was. So pretty much, he leaves and he boards a ship with other participants for the hunter test. Is that what it is? Hunter test. And do you want to explain what the test is kind of about?
The entire show is called Hunter x Hunter. And,
note that.
And so, in the beginning of the show, Gon is trying to attain his hunter license. And his hunter license opens up the entire world. They never really describe what the hunter license is or what it does. All that you need to really know is that the only way you can ever really achieve success in life in this world is if you have a hunter's license. So,
wait, then why does not everyone have a hunter's license?
Not everyone has one, because hunters are kind of like bounty hunters, soldiers.
They're protectors, right?
Soldiers,
yeah.
For hire. They're kind of like mercenaries. They'll do whatever they want, and they have certain... It's like working for the government, I guess you could say, but okay. Not a world run by a government. It's very hard to describe what the series is actually about.
Yeah.
Because so many weird things happen that you start to question what a hunter really is. Because if you guys keep watching and you get caught up to where they're at right now, you'll agree with me that the entire show is crazy and your idea of a hunter is these people with supernatural abilities that can really just take down, they're like a one-man army. That's what they are, basically. It's crazy. But yeah, the first two episodes are basically them going through the beginning of the quest, beginning of the test to actually attain the hunter's license so that they can then start off into the world and make a living for themselves.
Right. Gon, like I mentioned before, he leaves and boards a ship from participants from other lands, and they set sail to go to the exam venue. And I don't remember who mentioned it before about his super sniffer. Gon kind of smells a violent storm coming, and the captain of the ship is crazy. And he sends the boat straight into the storm. He's actually revealed later to be one of the examiners for the hunter exam, and he singles out Gon, Kurapika, and Leorio. And so all three of our characters meet each other, and Kurapika and Leorio don't seem to like each other too much. They have a giant argument. They step out onto the deck to fight during a storm that they're in the middle of.
And also during the storm, though, sorry to stop you.
It's fine.
During the storm is actually part of the test in general. So the captain of the boat is actually the instructor for the examiner for the test.
Right.
And unbeknownst to the people, they've already started the test.
Right.
So whoever can't even survive the storm on the ship is already considered not viable for the hunter exam.
Right.
And during this time, you see all these people moaning and groaning and saying, oh, they're getting seasick and they can't handle the waves. And then you see other people who are just calmly sitting there, and those are the people who are going to pass.
Right.
And they're just kind of minding their own business, keeping to themselves, and they're just perfectly fine. Leorio and Kurapika, they're already arguing. And Gon is actually going around the ship helping people. He's actually giving people water, tending to their needs, and asking them if they're all right and this and that. So he's actually a very caring and compassionate character. And as you said before, later on it's revealed that the captain is the examiner, and he reveals it to everyone who went into the captain's cabin to talk about the storm or something.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure what they were doing, but it ended up being Leorio, Kurapika, and Gon in the same room all together. And
there's one other kid.
Oh, right. There's another
kid. Was like the...
Like, Gon had a helper. He had a friend that was helping him out that he made on the ship. I don't really remember his name yet.
Like,
and it should kind of be important, but it's not really.
In this episode, he's...
Yeah.
But it's
revealed that that's the exam, and so Gon relaxes, and he's like, okay, then we should all be good. But since there was a fight that broke out between Kurapika and Leorio, they decided to take it outside.
It was like the stupidest fight, too.
It was. It was all about honorifics.
Yeah.
You know, Japan, crazy people, all about manners.
So have you ever seen the American version of this, or is there
there is no American version.
There is none? Okay. Because I was wondering, like, if there was an English version, what would they be fighting about?
That's true. I'm sure it would be saying something like, my name is Mister or something.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Or they might call him an old man when he's not.
Yeah.
Because he looks like a 20-something, right. Like a late 20s guy, but he's actually only 17.
For somebody who watches a lot of Japanese stuff, that is certainly a thing that even the Japanese do with calling people old men when they're like my age, 25, yeah. And calling, you know, girls old hags.
When they're only, you know, like mid 25 also, whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, anyone who's younger, if they're younger than you, you're considered an old man or an old hag. But anyways, right, that there was a fight that broke out, so they decided to take the fight outside. Just as they're about to start the fight, even throughout all the rocking of the ships and everything, Gon's other friend happens to fall all overboard, and both of them immediately try to help and catch him, but they miss. And there's a moment where everything pauses, and then Gon appears out of nowhere, and he just jumps straight off the ship and grabs him. And luckily for him, that the two were fighting right there and also tried to save him, so they grabbed onto his leg before he fell overboard, too, and then they saved him. And then they reached their destination, and then the real test started, but it's actually just the second part.
Yeah. So, like Fritz said, they fight, interrupted when Gon saves the crew member who fell out of the ship. So, the three characters saved the crew member, which earns the captain's approval, and so he sends them to the port closest to the exam site, which is a place called Dole Harbor, I think it's called. And that's the first episode. I like this episode a lot. There's a lot of funny moments, especially when Kurapika is kind of insulting Leorio by calling him an old man, essentially, and or by not calling him by his honorific. So I thought that was really funny, and I like Gon's character a lot. Episode 2 is called Test of Tests. So the three arrive at the harbor, and the examiner / captain. Tells Gon to, instead of going where everybody else is going, to head for this big cedar tree on the hilltop behind the city, which is the opposite way of where everybody else is going. So,
because they were the only ones that really passed.
Right. So it takes some, takes a little bit of talking to for the other two to kind of go with it, Gon's plan. They move through a small town. Yes, convincing, that's the word I'm thinking of. Sometimes
he didn't even try to convince them. He's just like,
ever since he jumped over to save the kid, they were so astonished by how this kid was so selfless that they decided to follow him.
Right.
They saw that he was a good kid.
Just
made
In fact, Leorio actually decides to not go with them, and then pretty much automatically changes his mind when he finds out that something bad's been happening to the people who are going the other way. That he finds out that bad things have happened to these people that are going the way that everybody else is going.
It was something about, like,
it was
the
trap. Yeah.
The buses don't actually go to where the exam station is.
Right.
So.
They eventually get to a small town. Their path is blocked by a group of people, and there's an old woman who's kind of the leader, I guess. And she won't let them pass until they answer a quiz question. And the rules of this is incorrect answers, refusal to answer, or attempt to head back will result in failure of the exam overall. So everything stops here. They fail this.
Actually, the rules for it are very, very important. So are those the exact rules? Because it's a huge part of the test. I don't quite remember because I didn't rewatch that part of it. But I do remember this.
You can only answer one or two.
Yes. All right.
It was an answer where it could only be one or the other.
Yeah.
Also, did you mention that there was a guy trailing them?
Yes, I was just getting to that.
Sorry.
That's fine. Another guy, scheming participant, who has actually been following the trio from the harbor, answers a question, and it passes, seemingly, and allows him to pass. I think the question for that guy was...
if you had to choose between your mother and your lover.
Yes, if your village was under attack or something, and you had a chance to save... Yeah, you had a chance to save one or the other. Who would you choose, your mother or your lover? And this guy answers with lover, because you can always get another lover. You can't get another mother. And she says he can pass. And so next, Olman poses the question to the three of them, asking... which of their loved ones they would rescue first, their son or their daughter. And when Leorio kind of, they kind of ponder it for a second, and Kurapika understands it's a trick question right off the bat, pretty much.
Kurapika was already suspicious of it, because
right.
It is the hunter's exam, and you can't expect it to be so simple.
Right. Nothing is straightforward.
Exactly. Right. There's always something, some thing that isn't there that they haven't noticed yet that could actually be the key to getting it done.
Well, Leorio kind of complains that there is no right answer. And Leorio tries to attack the old woman because he's an idiot. And Kurapika stops that from happening. So the time is up for the question. And the answer is not given. And surprisingly, they pass, as the right answer was, in fact, saying nothing.
No answer.
Right.
It said they could... They had... The rules of it were very important, because she claimed that you cannot... You can only save one, or... You can only answer with one or two, which is the boy or the girl, the son or the daughter, or... You can't walk away. You have to stay there for the answer. But you only have a certain amount of time to answer it.
Right.
5 seconds.
10 seconds. Was it five or ten?
Five.
Seconds?
It was five.
Okay. And you had, and that was it. There was no rule that said you didn't answer within the 5 seconds. So no answer was the right answer, because there was a time limit. And they just happened to get the right answer. They just froze up and didn't think of anything.
Well, the one guy...
So they just happened to get it right. Well, Kurapika knew not to answer.
Right.
Gon was actually the only one who did answer in the end, or didn't answer.
Right.
But he gave the better answer than not answering anything at all.
Right. I was just about to get to that.
So Sitz, what was Gon's answer in the end? After the time was up,
his answer was pretty much that you couldn't pick.
Yeah. His answer was you can't do it.
It wasn't really an answer, guys.
It was an answer because...
It was more of like a...
The woman agreed with him that you really couldn't answer because during this hunter exam, in life, there are these choices that are just too difficult to make. And you just can't make that decision until you're actually in the situation. So that's what she means by that. There will be many trials that they will have to overcome in order to get to where they want to be. And that is kind of what this test was teaching them, to kind of stop them and make them think carefully before they make their next move. Teaches them strategy.
Right.
And so she lets them pass.
Right. Old woman shows Gon and others the correct path, which is not the path that the other guy picked or went down. Old woman pretty much tells him that that doesn't lead to where he wants it to lead. So they finally reach the tree, and they find that the navigators, who are the people who are supposed to take them to the city to do the actual test, they find out that the navigators who lived there were under attack by a shapeshifter. So Leorio tends to the wounded man in the house.
And the man exclaims about his wife was also taken.
Right.
And so Kurapika and Gon decide to go and try to find him.
Right.
Because, you know, being the good Samaritans that Gon is, he wants to help.
Right.
So they decide to help them. And since Leorio is studying to be a doctor, he stays to help the man. And then they start the chase.
Right. And Gon is very astute in his observations. And he finds out there's in fact, two shapeshifters.
Mm-hmm. What happened was, I believe they find the woman, and Kurapika tends to the woman while Gon chases the shifter away. And Gon, he has, his weapon of choice, by the way. I can't believe I didn't say this before.
Fishing rod.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of funny. Yeah.
He has a fishing rod as a weapon. It's a very sturdy steel rod, very pliable, a little, what's that round thing at the end of it?
Bobber.
The balance, the weight, the...
Bobber.
Bobber,
is it actually
whatever.
Called a bobber?
I don't know.
No, I think there's a...
There is an actual name for it, but I can't quite remember it. But it's that weight that stays afloat on the water that lets you know if you got a bite.
Right.
And he uses that to basically hit the shapeshifter. And the shapeshifter is actually very surprised that he was even able to hit him, because
Right. Normal
people cannot catch him.
Yes.
But Gon was keeping up with him.
And Gon actually didn't keep up with him.
Yeah, that's true.
He actually insulted the shapeshifter, which made him turn around, which slowed him down enough where Gon could actually hit him.
Clever thinking.
Yes. And so... They arrive at a clearing or cliff, and Gon's astute observations, like I said, reveal that there's actually two shapeshifters. So
during that whole process is kind of cool too, though. He starts saying, I believe in the clearing, the shapeshifter jumps down because he was on top of a tree at first.
Yes.
I believe, and he starts talking to Gon and saying, oh, wow, I'm very surprised at how no one's ever actually been able to hit me before, and let alone catch me. But you know what? Here I am right now, and now this is where your life is going to end. And then he's raising his arm to attack Gon. And Gon's just looking around. He's not even paying attention to the shapeshifter.
Right.
And he's just confused. And then Gon looks up at them, at the shapeshifter, and the shapeshifter has his hand right in front of his face and stops right there because Gon says two things. Who are you? Well, in Japanese, it was two words, but, you know, in English, it's three. But he basically says, who are you? You're not the same one that I hit before. And, and then this stops him in his track, and the shapeshifter is completely surprised and astonished that Gon was able to
realize
that there were two and not just one.
Yeah, he was able to differentiate. I don't know if I said that word right. Between their pitch and
the pitch and their voices.
Yes,
he said they were different.
Right, which is actually barely recognizable.
And there really is no difference.
Right.
Because the whole entire thing was also a test. The two people that were injured were actually not injured, and they were actually the shapeshifters as well.
I was about to give that to you.
The daughter and son, right?
Oh, wait. One of them was the guide to the exam.
Green Bean is right. They're actually the humans were the son and daughter of the shapeshifters, not the shapeshifters themselves. That was my bad. But they're all four shapeshifters in reality. But they were pretending to be husband and wife for the test.
Right.
And they're pretty much just impressed that they were able to figure it out. And the creatures, like Bridge said, revealed themselves to be the navigators. They have same wings.
The whole time.
Yes.
Gon is also stating how they're different. And Kurapika and Leorio are just standing in the background going, "What? How can you see that? That doesn't make any sense." They just don't agree with him that they're different. They all look and sound exactly the same to them. So they're just very surprised by Gon.
And that's why they let Gon pass. Leorio passes because he stopped to take care of the brother of the two children, and they recognize his compassion and send him on his way. And for Kurapika, for recognizing something was up. Because
Kurapika actually noticed that the woman wasn't really injured, and there was something very fishy about the whole scenario.
Yeah, she had tattoos all over her face.
Yep.
And so she realizes that something's up, and that's for
and
her.
He draws his weapon and gets ready to attack her.
Right.
And that's when she decides that he passed, because she doesn't want to get whooped.
Yeah. You know? The navigators, the shapeshifters, are actually the navigators, and they can fly, and so they decide to fly the three to the exam venue.
Yep, and that's the end of episode two.
Yay, episode two! So that was the first two episodes of the anime. I really like it a lot. Obviously, we've already given our ratings. What was your 6 and 2/8?
7.
Or 7. A 7 and 2/8. And, so this is a really cool anime. This is one of the animes. Fritz has told me a lot, or not a lot, but quite a few things about it. And I think that I want to, this might be one of the first, maybe not the first, but maybe one of the first anime that we continue to watch. In future episodes. So, we did have a anime picked out for next week, but I think we're pushing that back. There's a very special guest that I want to be part of it, and eventually, if that person can't be a part of it, we will go ahead and go on with that anime. But until we figure all that out, I think the next anime we'll be watching for next week will be Bleach, which is one of my favorite animes. I haven't seen it in quite a long time. Have you seen it, Fritz?
I actually started watching it when they had about 50 episodes out, and that was when I was in high school still. So, I watched it.
I really like that anime. I think it's one of my first anime I really, really, really got into. I mean, I got into Naruto.
I hope we do One Piece one day, because that's the one I got into.
Yes.
But they're on episode, I believe, 600 and something right now.
Yeah.
So maybe we won't do it, but it's got such a notoriety that, you know, it's just one of those that everyone has probably seen one of the characters before but never
right.
realized it.
For that anime, we'll probably do it. We probably just won't go through
the... We could just go over just the entire anime itself.
Yeah, we might just start it and the listeners can continue watching if they want, which is what I really want to do with this podcast anyway. Of course, we'll do more episodes of animes and stuff we've already watched, but for right now, we're still new to this. I think Green Bean has to go back to school in a month or so we might have to cut it into different seasons or something. But we'll figure all that stuff later. So next week, since this is our fifth episode, let's kind of make it a special episode, and let's watch the first three episodes of Bleach.
Man, more homework.
Really?
You gotta watch three.
I was planning on doing for the podcast I had planned on. I was planning on doing five episodes for that, but I think we might make the episode 10 or so the big maybe 2-hour podcast or something. I don't know. I haven't really thought this through, but we'll talk about that later. So before we go, I want to shout out my things and such. youtube.com/sirvloglot00 or chilligamer50, CHILLI gamer50. I'm actually starting a Pokemon Yellow walkthrough, which is going to be really fun. It's one of my favorite Pokemon games. Also check me out on Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, maybe Snapchat eventually. We talked about Snapchat earlier before the podcast. Sir Sitsalot is usually what I have for those. I think Sir Vlogsalot 00 is my Instagram, and Sir Sitsalot 00 is Twitter. And so you guys want to, Gina, I guess you can shout out our turntable stuff if you want.
All right. Shout out to, let's see, Sarah, Matt, Simon, John.
Trevor,
who's Trevor?
Neon. He came back, by the way. He has a different name now.
What's his name?
He's no longer Neon's. I believe he is... I'm not really sure.
I haven't seen Neon in a while.
It was something Bass made in Alcatraz?
Oh,
or something
my
like
God,
that?
That's Neon's?
Yeah.
Dude!
He has a completely new outlook now.
He came back, I was like, who is the Sea Lions person?
Yeah,
oh
Sea Lions,
God.
Right. Sea Lions at Alcatraz.
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally, next time I see him, I'm going to be like, why didn't you tell me? Anyways,
yeah.
I think that's it.
And our room that we usually go into is...
Hey, Yuki!
I said Sarah.
I know, but I didn't.
No.
I guess I'll just say it. Nerds Unite Now.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
They're talking amongst themselves.
I might have a couple shout-outs.
FM.
Yeah, turntable.fm/nerds_unite_now.
All capitalized.
I don't really think that matters, really. Does
it doesn't? No.
It's not capitalized.
Yeah.
Oh. Do it for fun.
Yeah. Fritz, any shout-outs you want to do?
Definitely join us, though.
I have a few shout-outs for... all the people at Compassion Pit, well, formerly known as Compassion Pit. I guess I can name a few. Let's see. Danny, Gloria, Kelly, Sean, Sarah, James, Tim. I could go on, but it's good to go. I doubt they'll listen to this anyways.
You can tell them, too.
I will. I will make sure they do.
One thing I do want to talk about right now, right fast, is I'm having a little bit of trouble with SoundCloud because to upload more stuff on SoundCloud, you have to pay. and I'm kind of broke right now. So I have been posting our stuff on mixcloud.com / anime and stuff. Check that out. I think our friend Ukulele Sauce or Yuki said that she couldn't get it, so I'm going to check into that again. But thanks for watching, you guys. We will see you next week for the first 3 episodes of Bleach. Hopefully that'll work out really well.
And then the outro.
Yes. And at the end, like I said, will be the outro of the anime, which will also be the outro for the podcast. Song is called Just Awake by Japanese band Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I don't know why they named themselves that. But
because Japanese culture loves Western culture. They love using English in random places that don't make sense.
I do know that. So if you guys have any you viewers have any suggestions for animes we should watch that maybe we haven't thought of, please put that in the comments of the Mixcloud or SoundCloud, whatever. I will have it up on SoundCloud eventually. SoundCloud eventually. So stay tuned for that. And about the whole iTunes thing I talked about last time, I'm not sure how to do that. I figured out. I have no idea how that works, so I'll have to figure that out if I want to do that later. Like I said, see you guys next time. Hope you have a wonderful week. And you want to say bye, guys?
Bye, guys.
See you later. Thanks for listening.
And we'll leave you with the outro of Hunter x Hunter. Stay tuned for next week. Bye-bye.